Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Joe and Kim, one harmonical. Now they're a message. So I just wanted to share some fun things that happened yesterday while I was doing intuitive reading for somebody. And her spirit guides were, actually, they have fun with her. They have a lot of fun with her. Sometimes it doesn't always seem like fun, but they're having a lot of fun. So the way that they're having fun with her was literally playing with our radio. And a lot of times we like to think it's our passed over loved ones that are sending songs through the radio, through different messages, whatever. And for her, it wasn't like her relatives on the other side. They were all calm and chill. It was her spirit guides that were the rambunctious ones. And they were showing me, like, they just randomly would turn to a different genre on her. And she's like, oh my gosh, there's times where I just feel like I need to listen to this. I'm like, yeah, that's them literally changing this, putting their hands in your hands and changing the station or clicking on a different button. She's like, oh my goodness. She's like, I always wondered why I did that. Like, yep. And she, again, like a lot of us think it's our loved ones. Our loved ones do stuff like that. But for her, and the message that's coming through is our guides guide us in so many different ways that we want to think it's another relative. And we're saying
that's what I was just going to say, Kim. It's more like, it's funny how we're so willing to say it's something else outside of us that's doing it.
Yeah.
Whether it's something else in a loving way, like, you know, a passed over relative, or sometimes it's in a more like spooky, superstitious way, you know, like, oh, I'm all freaked out about what's happening.
Yeah.
When it's like, this is your own gifts coming through.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I would get for a long time, and it's popped into my head, so I think someone needs to hear this too, is that I would get like intuitive hits, whether like same kind of thing, like change the station, you know, I'd get the information, I wouldn't listen to it. And then right away in my head, I'd be like, Jill, when are you going to listen? Because I wasn't describing it to someone else. You know, I knew it was intuitive information. I have been doing that one for decades, literally for decades, because we have been so deeply in agreement with not engaging our gifts. And it's time for us to just engage them. Like, go ahead and ascribe some of them to your loved ones, you know. But if I were to like break it into a percentage, I'd say like 90% is yours and 10% is your relatives. What is that accurate? Would you call that accurate?
Yeah. it's literally like you said, it's yourself giving yourself messages. Your spirit guides are just a aspect of yourself. So you need to realize it's just a higher version of you that's coming through. So you are giving yourself messages and you just blatantly ignore them.
Yeah.
What do you do then? Do you beat yourself up? Like then people start feeling judgy towards themselves. They're like, I'm here. Knock it off.
Knock it off. Is right. Stop it.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a lot more playful.
Yep. The other thing they were showing me too, yesterday, same thing, spirit guide, same person, everything like that, is that sometimes they would jump out from around a corner. Just kind of like, just like a little spooky, like scare you and like make you jump. And it wasn't a bad thing. They're giggling, they're laughing with this. And it was meant to bring you back. Because sometimes you tend to wander off a little bit and you get out of your body a little bit. So then they're just like doing little things to scare you, not to frighten you, but like a fun scare, like, oh my gosh, like, ha ha ha, that was funny. Okay, I just got brought back. Thank you.
I see. When you said that, the vision that came to me is like that 2-year-old that absolutely loves to get spooked because it just triggers, you know, that amazing child giggle because they're so entertained by the spooky. They're not scared by it. They're just so entertained by it that they're like, do it again.
Yep.
That's the kind of spooky. The one where you go, do it again. That's fun. Do it again.
Yep. That's kind of what our guides are doing for us right now. And I want to say guides because that's what I'm so used to saying that, but that's what your higher self is actually doing for you today.
Yep. not only today is Friday, so let's play with this today, play with it throughout the weekend, get to where these things are happening, where rather than going into like that superstition or that, oh, what's going on, the eerie kind of stuff, get into that like childlike wonder about it, where you're so thrilled, and then you go, let's do that again.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Kim.
Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Until next time.